Welcome to the Mixed Community Spotlight. People, places, and things going on in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight on 101.3 The Mix. My name is Bob Madden and...
Mama Mia.
We're going to be tag teaming this morning because we have a very special guest in studio.
And friend, I must add.
Personal acquaintances of ours. And we're really happy to welcome Jillian Larson from Reality Rally.
Yay! Welcome, Jillian.
Yay, thank you so much, You're welcome. Mamma Mia, for having me on board to talk about Reality Rally so everybody out there knows what it's all about.
You betcha. I guess that's probably the first question we should start with is, Jillian, what is Reality Rally?
So Reality Rally is going into their seventh year of production. It is a three-day event that is brought to Temecula to help raise money for Michelle's Place, Breast Cancer Resource Center in Temecula. And it's 3 days of fun for fun for the public. And it's fun for funds for the public. We bring about, well, usually between 80 and 100 reality stars. This year, we're bringing 80 reality stars from 32 different TV shows.
And what are some of those shows that they're coming from?
We have them from Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother Canada. We have people coming from Canada. Naked and Afraid, Utopia, Migrations is a new show. The reason why we bring people from a variety of shows is because some people don't watch Survivor, but they would love to know more about the show Migrations.
And speaking of, you were on Survivor Gabon.
Absolutely. Actually, that is where the whole idea of a reality rally came to me.
You should tell the story real quick.
I tried for 8 years to get on Survivor. Couldn't understand the drive and the passion that I had. I played for 6 days. I was booted second after losing 12 pounds. And I had a 5-week vacation. And during that time, I looked up at the universe and I said, what was all of this about? Yeah. And an idea came to me.
Gotta be a reason why I'm here.
Has to be. Why 8 years of passion and drive to make this happen and then be booted? So anyway, for 5 weeks, I said, what can I do with this? I realized I belonged to the reality star world now, which I had no idea was going to be happening. I then also thought, I can bring reality stars to Temecula, which I love. I can promote to the town of Temecula, businesses, organizations in Temecula through an event, and I can raise money for Michelle's Place because they lost their daughter at 26 from breast cancer, misdiagnosed. And that struck me years ago, and I just knew that this would work, and we're going into our seventh year. But it is all due to amazing people. I have a production team of over 30 people, another 60 people that work with them, over 400 volunteers for the weekend, and then wonderful, wonderful sponsors who come on board, about 120 of those every year, that provide us with everything that we need. But it's all fundraising. Right. It's all for the public to come and attend and have fun.
So, Jillian, the reality stars that will be participating, the 80 of them, they have to raise funds to even attend these events, right?
Absolutely. This is not just an amazing, awesome, fun weekend. It is a fundraiser, and the reality stars have to play a part in that by raising a minimum of $500. And we've got over 30 that have raised over $1,000 because they totally believe in the cause.
Oh, wow.
We take them to Michelle's Place on the Friday. Right. So that they can meet the Watson family, they can see the facility, they can see why we insist on reality stars raising money for Michelle's Place, and they do it because they want to. They do it because they care.
Now, you started with these celebrities years ago. I remember you had Richard Hatch, one of the original.
He
was the winner
of
Survivor, yeah. And you've had him recur several times. Is he coming?
He unfortunately can't come this year. His life has got really, really busy, but he's a super supportive and awesome guy, but he won't be here this year. And you know, people always ask me, who are the top stars that you have coming? Everybody who's coming is a top star. The stars who raise money are the top stars.
Yeah.
We do have several of the current, the Survivor that just got finished last months ago, they're coming. The winner of that season is coming. Adam Klein, he lost his mother to cancer.
Oh, wow.
Sunday Berquist is coming. She struggled with breast cancer at the age of 40. So she is going to be here. We've got a lot of the current season that just finished and a lot of other shows. And it's because everybody has an interest. A lot of people like the cooking shows and the Food Network shows, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And that's who's coming. Hell's Kitchen, Chopped, MasterChef, Chef Extreme.
Jillian, let's talk about the actual weekend itself. It starts on Thursday. Give us a quick rundown. If people come out to the events, and you've got them going on for 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we want to talk about the Chef Showcase, which Mia and I are involved in.
And what are the actual dates? Thursday, April 6th kicks off the party, right?
So it is. It's a three-day weekend. It starts on April 6th at Pala Mesa Resort for the Lip Sync Showdown. It is public
sounds like
versus
fun.
Celebrity. We've got 14 performances, half public, half celebrity. It was awesome last year, and it's going to be awesome again. And tickets are all on sale on realityrally.com right now. Don't delay. We're going to fill up everywhere. So buy those tickets, realityrally.com. All the prices are on there. And as you know, it's all for Michelle's Place. So the lip sync is on Thursday the 6th, Pala Mesa Resort. Friday is an amazing celebrity reception at Wilson Creek. They have come on for the seventh year sponsoring our event. We usually have about 1,200 people there. So wow. Don't delay. Come and get your tickets and be there. You can meet reality stars and have a fun evening with your friends and enjoy the casino. Feeling Lucky Entertainment puts on this wonderful casino where you can have a lot of fun with amazing prizes. And two of the raffle tickets, well, I shouldn't say raffle, opportunity tickets, are a safari to South Africa.
Woo-hoo!
And a Grand Canyon whitewater rafting trip. Those are separate tickets so that they're exclusive. We're only going to sell 100 so that your chances to win are much better. And also, we do have those tickets for sale at the Visit Temecula Valley office.
Very cool. Mia, quick question for you. Have you ever been to one of these reality races?
I did, I want to say, the second year we were set up in Old Town. Very cool. I mean, the energy level of the community coming together, it's amazing.
Yeah, because
people racing all over town.
Right.
Lots
all
of excitement.
Over Old Town, you know?
And what I love, it's all for charity. It's all for good cause. People paying it forward to Michelle's Place. So we're hoping all of our listeners will come out and join us at one of these events.
Exactly. On Saturday, Jillian, this is like the meat and the potatoes, which is the race itself. What can people expect if they're racing on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. You can come and watch. Now, we are getting close to filling it. We take 80 teams, and we're very close. Public teams of three fun people who want to represent their business, their charity, their friends, they're whatever. We are the cities. We have seven cities that are entering teams representing their valley, the valley area cities. And what they do is
they're all very competitive.
Oh, believe me, you should see everybody.
Yeah.
It was intended to be a game and an experience, and it certainly turned into a race in many ways. But I have to say, you do not have to run, because we had two teams that had wheelchair bound participants last year, and one had a service dog with him. So it's an amazing game. It's all over Old Town. It is sponsored by the Challenge Checkpoints. It's the theater, the museum,
right,
the history museum, the children's museum, the Stampede, karate schools, gunfighters.
You got it all memorized.
Etc. And there are 12 of those, and these teams have to run through, don't have to run, remember, go through all of these checkpoints doing something that is significant that reflects their organization. Like, you have to perform on the stage. You have to be part of a rodeo at the Stampede. You have to look for a scavenger hunt in the history museum, etc. Karate moves, school type things.
We make them work for it, right? But it's also fun at the same time and entertaining to watch.
It's very entertaining, because one of the things, maybe the team has to skip through the Saturday market wearing a tutu singing Old MacDonald.
I want to see that.
Such fun. This event is fun for funds, helping people do silly things that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to.
It is patterned after Amazing Race, but it does sound like more fun than the Amazing Race.
It's amazing fun. I mean, how often can you skip through the market wearing a tutu and not worry about what people think?
And what are the hours that Reality Rally is actually going to happen?
Check in at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have opening ceremonies at 9, which are very fun and grandiose. The clues are then distributed. The game takes off at 10, and it goes on from 10 to one. It is a 3-hour fun game with these teams running all over Old Town. And then they come back in. And I want to add something that's going to happen on Saturday, actually. We've collaborated with a company called Shout Tag, and they are going to do a public scavenger hunt all over Old Town. It is not for the participants of the game, because they're going to be busy doing the game.
The game, yeah.
But the public can play the scavenger hunt between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they will be given clues. They have to have a Shout Tag app. So you go to shouttag.com, you download the app, and then you're in Old Town, and they're going to send you a clue. Like, go find somebody, a man wearing 12 earrings, and take a picture of him and get back to Shout Tag. They have over $10,000 worth of prizes for the public to win.
Cool. That sounds amazing.
How cool is that? You have really grown, Jillian.
Oh, you know, we add. Anybody who wants to have fun through us is welcome to come and join us. Now, the race itself on Saturday is, as I said, basically from 8, takes off at 10 and goes till 1. Then in the afternoon, we have what we call the festival. That is all of these reality stars lined up, sitting at tables, waiting for people to come through to get the autographs, book signed. That is only $10 to get in, 5 and under free. The book itself, the program book, is $20 to purchase to get into the autograph zone. You can meet all of these reality stars if you're interested. Otherwise, if you don't want to meet reality stars, we have 8 performing groups on the steps of City Hall. We've got Resonate, Women's Chorus, several individual singers, Heyday singing, a little 12-year-old, 9-year-old singing. We have High Hopes performing. We have all kinds of people performing for people to see. And we have characters. We have Elsa and Cinderella.
What? What?
And all those people from, they're not really from Disneyland, but don't tell the kids.
Disney Light.
To meet your children and take photos. All of that is free. And then there are games put on by National Charity League for families to play.
Jillian, you're a reminder of that famous phrase, but wait, there's more.
There is more. We're going to get to where Bob and I get to be on Saturday night, and you can join us, Mixers. Let's talk about our awesome Celebrity Chef Showcase event happening at Fazelli Cellars Winery.
Absolutely. And then the last part of the event for the 3 days is on Saturday evening, and it opens at 6, goes till 9, and that is the Celebrity Chef Showcase. So we have 12 celebrity chefs coming from 7 different cooking shows, Chopped, Hell's Kitchen, Beat Bobby Flay, and several of the other, Chef Extreme, Cutthroat Kitchen, and they are in a culinary competition against each other and with each other to win the coveted trophy of Top Chef for 2017. The fun part is that the mix is going to be there. The mix is in the mix of the Chef
mix
Showcase.
The mix is in the mix. We're in the cake mix, and Mia, tell everybody what you're going to be doing, and you tell them what I'm going to be
doing. Yes, I'm going to be on stage actually with the chefs, correct, and the teams, and I get to just have fun with them, banter with them, see what they're cooking, talk about some of their devices and their tools they have.
Well, you're the hostess.
Exactly, I'm the hostess with the mostest. Hopefully maybe to taste test a few of their items, if possible, Jillian.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see, but it's going to be lots of fun. And then my buddy, Bob, you're going to be out in the crowd, so we're going to get to chit-chat together and have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit back and forth as well, but I'm going to be out in the crowd and sort of interviewing people, and there's some surprises. I understand there's possibly a celebrity chef possibly making an appearance, Jillian?
Well, it won't be a visual appearance, but we have been alerted that there may be a chef coming in online to talk, and we'll have to see what that's all about.
So you can't say she's
mum. If our listeners want to come join us, which we know they do, again, go to realityrally.com. How much are tickets?
The tickets, again, are very reasonable. Go online and you can find the tickets. They are $15 online, and I think it goes up a few bucks if you buy at the door. However, it's Fazelli Cellars Winery that is absolutely amazing on De Portola Road, but the size is limited. We can only take 300 people.
Ooh.
So if you want to come and meet celebrity chefs and watch this culinary competition just like you see on Chopped, you better get those tickets now. RealityRally.com.
Yeah.
Click on the picture that says Celebrity Chef Showcase. It takes you to where you buy those tickets. So do it now, because otherwise we will be closed. So Celebrity Chef Showcase on April 8th in the evening from 6 to 9. Buy tickets now and don't miss it. And come and see the mix in the mix.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much, Jillian. Mia, I am really looking forward to this Chef Showcase on Saturday night. Again, 6 to 9.
So am I.
And Mia,
hoping to see all of our listeners and they come on out. Again, it's for a great cause. All proceeds go back to Michelle's Place.
Right. We want the listeners to come out and donate. So worth it, Jillian. We really thank you for doing this. You do it every year in April, and we're looking forward to participating.
Thank you for
So just to wrap up, I want everybody to know that everybody producing this is a volunteer. Not one of us gets a penny out of it. It's all for Michelle's Place. Michellesplace.org. Check them out and check us out, realityrally.com, April 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Jillian Larson, thank you so much for popping by the Mix Studios. And that is a wrap for this week's Community Spotlight. We will see you at Reality Rally here in the Temecula Valley with 101.3 The Mix.
.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mix Community Spotlight. If you would like to get your organization on the air, go to our website, select Contact Us, and click Program Director.